You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Monday morning, November 24th, 2025. It's Thanksgiving week, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us as a podcast or on social media or wherever, however you got here. Thanks for starting your day right. Doesn't it always feel better on a Monday after the Packers beat the Vikings, Parker Olson? Doesn't it just... It just feels so good.
Pat, it tastes good when the Packers win.
The air, it tastes good. It is.
It's very cheesy.
Yes, in only the best ways. That's not my question of the day, though. I got a question for you. How far are you going for Thanksgiving this week coming up? And are you traveling Wednesday with, 1 billion other people, it feels like? Or are you getting an early start, a belated start? Are you just heading across town? Now, this isn't a contest to see who's traveling the farthest for Thanksgiving. It would just be nice to collect a sample of how far everyone is traveling this weekend. I kind of did mine this past weekend. We greeted you Friday from Madison. And then we finished our drive to see grandkids 475 miles away from Lake Wissota to visit the grandkids in Kalamazoo. So how about you? You can give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC. Tell us where you're off to, or just tell us how many miles you think you're putting on the car or the airplane that you might be hopping on. Or you can, simply get in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube, or you can use that Civic Media app to send us a text or to record a voice note and let us know what are you up to this weekend, or at least how far are you going. We'd love to kind of get a relatively good sample of destinations from folks, and whether you're even going this weekend at all. Like I said, we saw family this past weekend because, we've got some work to do this weekend, so it's kind of a home weekend here. So some people, they move their holidays around, especially with us with two kids in different states and all the grandkids and people with jobs and everything. It's not there. There's definitely years where Thanksgiving doesn't happen on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas doesn't happen on Christmas Day. You take what you can get. So we'd love to hear what's happening with you as well. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 is the number. Let's see. And I know Parker's been collecting phone calls and input's been coming in already. How's everybody looking out there? Everybody being nice on the phone to you already this morning?
Being okay on the phones. I think we got Cindy on the line.
Hey, Cindy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good, thank you. Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, not so much.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it going to be better this Thanksgiving? Do you have some travels ahead of you?
Well, I'm heading down to Racine to see a couple friends I haven't seen for a while. That's as far as I'm going.
That's okay.
I'm so glad I don't have to get on an airplane because with what's going on right now with our whole system, is just, I can't imagine people are going to put themselves in that position to get stranded somewhere for who knows how long. So anyway.
Cindy, it's been so long since I have, I've gone out of my way for trips that do not involve changing planes because we had such a bad experience a couple of years back that we now, when we've gone on vacation, we've picked places that are only direct flights. It is just that. It's that bad out there. But Cindy, Sean Duffy's going to fix all this. If everybody would just not wear pajamas on the plane, that's going to fix everything, he says. So, I mean, that has to make you feel better, right?
Yeah.
It does. See, I gave Cindy a laugh. We're already starting the week on a good note here, right?
Yep.
Good. Well, Cindy, I appreciate hearing where you're off to this Thanksgiving, and I really hope the week starts off better. Let's get this past weekend in the past for you as soon as we can, okay?
All righty. Sounds good. Thanks. Have a good
one. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. Always good to hear from you. There's Cindy, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. How far are you going for this Thanksgiving? You know, is it across town, a couple hundred miles? Are you one of those 1,000-mile people? Parker, you are going to do what on Thanksgiving?
I am going down the hall. We host Thanksgiving in the Olsen household. So,
okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I enjoy light travel, Pat.
Yes. Trust me, there will be days when it's like, you know, it's going to feel like planes, trains, and automobiles or something. Roger and Stevens Point up on Facebook. My wife and I are hosting on Thursday. Then I work on Friday, but I am thankful that I am no longer in retail. Well, that's a whole different question of the day. Maybe we'll do that one tomorrow, is, you know, Black Friday. Is that still a thing? You know, do people shop and everything? So maybe we'll tackle that tomorrow. But for today, let's get into the Thanksgiving trekking and how far you are going. Coming up on the program today, we'll be talking to Abigail Swetz from Fair Wisconsin as part of our Movement Mondays, where we talk to groups that continue fighting for fairness, justice, democracy all across Wisconsin. And this time we're going to be talking about the ongoing battles to make sure that our friends in the LGBTQ community, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones are being treated with respect, most especially by some of our politicians. So we'll have that today. It is Monday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along, and so will Up North News reporter Selena Heller, who talked to a member of the cast of Wicked for Good, who is from Wisconsin, and who plays somebody in a wheelchair in the movie, just as she does in real life. And so Selena will have a little bit of that interview for us. And we have our regular visit from author Laura Bird, whose monthly batch of book recommendations certainly is in the spirit of the season. Things to be thankful for, books that express gratitude, things along that nature. That's coming up at 8:35 this morning. Wait, you say you can't, you might not be here at 8:35. You might miss this. You don't have to. You just head over to Spotify or Apple and you follow us as a podcast. And we'd love to have you as a follower. You can learn more at civicmedia.us, where you can also click on shows and see all of our past episodes, each hour by hour by hour, and click on it and listen through the website that way to catch a guest. But it would be especially nice to have you as a subscriber as we pod this program. Oh, let's see. We've got the daily newsletter from Up North News. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. And Ellie, she is really getting it done, collecting and soliciting photographs from our viewers. There's a beautiful one here of a place called Gibraltar Rock from Jonathan, who sent that in. Let's see. She's also got a story about 12 different Wisconsin holiday parades that will get you into the holiday spirit, which I honestly was not thinking that holiday parades were like a big deal in this part of the climate. You know, you kind of see the one on TV from like Walt Disney World or something like that. But more places have added a little bit of holiday cheer. There's, you know, the downtown Appleton Christmas parade. West Dallas has one. Of course, here in Chippewa Falls, what really got it started for me was the Bridge to Wonderland Christmas parade. When we moved here 30 years ago, I could not believe such an adorable, beautiful parade could be held in cold, snowy weather. But that's how we do it all the time here. Is that first weekend of December or so. And there are many other Christmas holiday parades that people could want to learn about, and you learn about them in our newsletter. You sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. It's also where you can sign up for our Sunday morning newsletter, and on there you can find our question of the week. And recall that last week we asked whether you have a close friend involved in, not involved in politics, but who is politically the opposite of you. And the final results turned out to be 60-40 yes. So about 60% of readers who sent in answers said they do have a close friend. It was clear by the answers that it was uncomfortable sometimes, but that their friendship had to last over, you know, the political climate that we live in. The other 40%, though, plenty were very sincere as well about not wanting to surround themselves with people whose values might be so opposite of their own. So thanks to everybody who sent in responses to that. The question that we've got this week is about artificial intelligence. And again, we'll do more about this later on, but just a quick preview of how do you feel about AI? And I give four different options about whether you think AI is going to be, you know, a positive or a negative and to what degree. And so we'll get into that a little bit later on. But again, sign up for our Sunday morning newsletter and you can be the first to see and respond to our question of the week. And, you know, if you need all this in a one-stop shopping form, head over to upnorthnewswi.com/mornings. upnorthnewswi.com/mornings, where you can see the stories that I write for the Up North News website. You can subscribe to the show as a podcast right there, and you can sign up for the newsletters all in one handy-dandy place, as they like to say. Let's get back to the really good news, Parker, of the day, and that, of course, would be the Green Bay Packers and the way that that defense absolutely dominated the Vikings. Yeah. Although it begins, first we got to come over to the offense and ask the question that a lot of other people are asking. Emmanuel Wilson who?
Hey, no. I was on this guy.
Yes, I believe you've told us that. Yes, you spotted him early.
I think Dallas game, I was on him.
I think I was still kind of stuck. I'm still learning the name, like Emmanuel. Wait, isn't that the kid from Webster? No, that was a different. This is Emmanuel Wilson, an undrafted free agent from Division II Fort Valley State. Where is Fort Valley State? I don't know. What counts is that he's here now. Made his first career start for the Packers on Sunday, rushed for a career-high 107 yards, two touchdowns, filling in for the injured Josh Jacobs to back up a dominating performance by Green Bay's defense as the Packers trounced the Vikings 23-6. The Packers forced three turnovers and produced five sacks, two each from Micah Parsons and Devontae Wyatt. The Vikings in the second half of the game totaled a net yardage of four. The Vikings got 4 yards of net offense in the second half and three turnovers. I listened to the whole game because we were driving back from Kalamazoo, and that was a fun one to listen to.
I mean, yeah, the Packers looked really good. I think a little bit of worry for some people about how little they use Jordan Love, but frankly, he's basically dealing with a separated left shoulder right now. So definitely want to be a little conservative with him. And yeah, if Emmanuel Wilson, if you can give him the ball 28 times and he can score two touchdowns, why not?
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, again, it's not like a requirement that I have to know who these people are. It's like if they're showing up and they're in a green jersey and a gold helmet, hand them the ball, and if they can get it done, then later on I will figure it all out. But don't wait on me. Green Bay improves to 7 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie, 2-0 in divisional games so far this season. Pretty good after going 1-5 against the NFC North, as they like to say, last season. This is part of a stretch of 3 straight divisional matchups for the Packers. They visit Detroit this week Thursday, Thanksgiving game, starting at noon. And then they host the Chicago Bears on December 7th, which, again, that game has been flexed, as they like to say. Ugh. It's no longer a noon game against the Bears on December 7th. It's now a 3:25. Consider yourself warned. Are we going to be ready for the Lions on Thanksgiving Day?
I think so. I think they did. I was worried about the quick turnaround and injuries, but I actually think with how little they passed the ball, I think that they're going to be pretty good. I think it was a good week to get some receivers healthy. Jordan Love starting to feel good. Defense, though. Good. How about it? Come on.
How about it? Give it up for them. I know. All right. Well, coming up, we'll kind of set the record straight on a little bit of misinformation that's in the headlines today. Donald Trump's peace plan for Ukraine? Give me a break. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your Monday mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
So if you missed it off the top of the program, our question of the day is, how far are you traveling for Thanksgiving? And you don't have to give us the detailed plans if you don't want. I mean, if you want to, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Where are you going? Who are you going to go see? Is it something new? Or is it the, you know, the same old trip, you know, year after year? I know ours is a little different now because we made the same trek year after year. One of our relatives basically called dibs on Thanksgiving. And that's what we did for, I don't know, was it 12, 14 years, something like that. And, you know, we're all getting up there a bit. And this relative said, that's it. I'm retiring from Thanksgiving, because it started as, I don't know, maybe it was a dozen people. But then as other siblings got married, as others had kids, and as we became grandparents ourselves, it got to be rather unwieldy. You know, where half of Thanksgiving dinner, half the crew is in the garage, you know, at tables, and you hope it's not too cold of a day out there. So our traditions have had to change a little bit. How about yours? Are you doing the same old thing? Are you shaking it up? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. How far are you traveling for Thanksgiving? That is our question of the day, and we would love to hear from you. All right, there are a couple of notes here that I wanted to share. From they're more national and international stories. We try to do as much Wisconsin news as we can here, but I do want to share this because in an era where misinformation and outright lies come from places that should be trustworthy beacons of American values, it's important to set the record straight from time to time. So I'm seeing news coverage that says things like this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio sought to downplay widespread claims that President Trump's peace plan for Ukraine was originally written by the Russian side. Downplay claims? He's the one who said it. As reported by several outlets, there were U.S. senators, including Angus King, independent of Maine, who spoke by phone to Rubio on Saturday and said that Secretary Rubio described the peace plan, quote-unquote, as a Russian proposal rather than one drafted by the United States. And apparently the president got a little upset about hearing that he was, you know, having it being inferred that he was, again, just being Putin's puppet and saying, no, I wrote this. Donald Trump wrote this. You know, the guy who hasn't written a healthcare plan yet, he has concepts of a plan. But we're supposed to believe that he wrote a peace plan for Ukraine, one that, by the way, would strip the country of plenty of territory and give it to Russia, limit the size of Ukraine's armed forces, and has no significant concessions asked of Russia other than to stop fighting, stop killing innocent people, and accept the spoils of its invasion. What I'm about to read is a quote from a Republican senator, Don Bacon of Nebraska. He posted this on Saturday online. Some people better get fired on Monday for the gross buffoonery we just witnessed over the last 4 days. This hurt our country and undermined our allies and encouraged our adversaries. That's a Republican senator saying that. Again, just days after the vote on the Epstein files, where just about every Republican abandoned the president's original position. The MAGA movement had better, if wants to stay coherent, better get its act together in terms of some kind of, you know, credibility on things like a more realistic proposal for what to do in Ukraine. Let's see. Dan's noting on YouTube here. Dan, you're absolutely correct. I misread that. Don Bacon is a U.S. representative from Nebraska, not a senator. I was busy looking at the other senators who were talking about the Marco Rubio call. Thank you for jumping on that right away. Also in the news, Marjorie Taylor Greene. If you missed this over the weekend, she is quitting Congress. She's quitting. She's just up and quitting. Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the first big public allies of Donald Trump, could not be enough of a sycophant for the president, but who had a break with the president on one issue, that, you know, covering up for pedophiles is bad. That's it. That's where the break was. But that was apparently enough because Donald Trump and others have been roasting her to the point where she is quitting. Now, that alone would be enough, except that you go, why quit? Why not just say, I'm not running for re-election? Why are you leaving? And as a famous saying goes, the answer to all your questions is money. She's going to be quitting on January 5th, if I'm seeing the date right, which, by the way, is 2 days after her 5th anniversary in Congress. Do you know what you get when you reach your 5th anniversary in Congress? A lifetime pension. That's right, a lifetime pension for 5 years in Congress. Now, it's not much. Don't get me wrong. It's not a windfall. But it is a bit of guaranteed income as she leaves to go make what will undoubtedly be more money in the private sector as a talking head or working for a think tank, which sounds like a weird phrase to use with her. But she's going to go make her money now and does not have to put up with the pressure of trying to defend a president who for months tried to cover up his relationship to a sexual predator. And now that it's all spilling out, she's the one getting the heat. So she's leaving. But she's leaving with a pretty nice payday. And one other story that we're following, the death of Doge. I have to inform you that Doge is dead 8 months ahead of schedule. Yes, it's true. What got accomplished under Doge, which was supposed to cut all this spending? Well, it got rid of a lot of regulations that would otherwise apply to Elon Musk. Tens of thousands of federal employees were fired, but many were offered their jobs back, which amounted to months-long paid vacations. There was millions in interest and fees after government projects were frozen. And all along this past fiscal year, federal spending increased, not decreased, it increased $220 billion. Like I always say, those who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it competently. All right, we're going to get to know a man and his music right after this break. We're going to talk about today's history lesson and a little Frank Sinatra coming up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Here we go.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band.
Hit it.
And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. If you're going to talk about a man and his music, you're going to talk about one of the best albums. 60 years ago today, NBC aired the musical special Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music, which is also what he called his Las Vegas show at the time, as introduced there by the great William Conrad, who was a great radio actor and then later a TV actor. Remember Cannon from the 1970s? Parker does not. No.
Nope.
Does
no, not. I do not.
Anyway.
I do.
So the TV special, like this record, begins with him singing a little Come Fly With Me. And I count this among the many. I've played this album. This probably hits 6,000 by now, the number of times I've played this.
Or the record of it is broken.
Yes. Oh, I've got it in many different formats. Don't you worry. Anyway, the TV special.
It's got
special.
Me thinking yeah. about the jazz concert that my son has tonight and what kind of cookies I should make for the fundraiser beforehand.
You're going to make cookies?
Yeah, chocolate chip or oatmeal scotchies. Those are the two things that I'm thinking about.
Oatmeal scotchies seem like appropriate for, you know, they kind of have a fall cookie feel to them.
Yeah.
I think
Welcome to Cookie Talk, everybody. Let's go with you report back. And now that I know that you make those, consider yourself on notice if and when we ever get in the same room again that there should be a plate of those along with you, okay?
Yes, and some jazz, because apparently they go together.
They sure do. Sure. Well, especially if it's Count Basie and the orchestra. It's a most. All right. Well, anyway, let's carry on with today's history lesson. And at another birthday boy, Lee Michaels, kind of a one-hit wonder, but he is 80 years old today. Big hit from 1971. Lee Michaels, 80 years old today. Actress Katherine Heigl is 47 today. Actress Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, she is 35 years old today. Kristen, if I told you we were going to play a little Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, would that make you happy?
Oh, it would. Do it. Do it now.
All right. Do it. Parker, do it now.
Okay, I'll do it now.
All right. There we go.
Ooh.
Terry Lewis is 69 years old today.
No, he's not. He's eternally in his 30s.
He is. Teamed with Jimmy Jam Harris, they were, along with Prince, responsible for the Minneapolis sound of the 80s and 90s. They were songwriters and producers for Janet Jackson and a boatload of other artists, first hitting pay dirt with Janet's breakthrough album, Control. They met at the University of Minnesota when Lewis was in a band that Prince would later rename The Time. As in Morris Day and. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced 41 top 10 hits, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 years ago. And again, you couldn't go wrong just doing a full song of records produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Mm-mm. And this album, Control, Janet Jackson, it was really important because women didn't have control.
Right.
Over production of their albums, and they handed that over to her, and it was a huge hit.
It was. It absolutely was. It was more, I mean, you get a lot of like girls just want to have fun and other big 80s things, but this was truly an empowering album to
it
see
was.
That little Janet Jackson was, you know, going to assert herself now. And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis helped make that possible. Terry Lewis, 69 years old today. Dawn Robinson, a founding member of En Vogue, is 57 today. I just sit back and watch you make a fool
of yourself. Cause you're just wasting your time. I'm sensing a theme here this morning.
Janet Jackson basically paved the way for En Vogue and plenty of other groups, you know, Salt and Pepper, TLC, and others to come along. Dawn Robinson, founding member of En Vogue, is 57 years old today. Happy 68th birthday to Chris Hayes. He was the lead guitarist for Huey Lewis and the News during their big years, born in Great Lakes, Illinois. Chris Hayes co-wrote some of the band's biggest hits, including I Want a New Drug and The Power of Love. The number one song this day in 1973 was by Ringo Starr.
I love this song. You know the Beatles are coming back.
Well, that's going to be some celestial news right there.
They're going to replay the anthology on Disney Plus, and apparently, Sam Mendes is making biopics individually of all four of the Beatles, set to come out in like 28.
Oh, that would be really nice. Yeah, we mentioned last week was the 30th anniversary of the Beatles anthology mega series and mega album, and coming out again. So there you go. An already tragic weekend turned darker this week in 1963 when Lee Harvey Oswald was killed on live television by Jack Ruby at the Dallas police station. On this day in 1966, this is a sad note. Okay, 400 people in New York City died that day of respiratory failure and heart attacks on the smoggiest day in the city's history. That is a very dark thing, but I say it because I want you all to appreciate how far we've come since then with things like the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Environmental Protection Agency, and everything that a certain subset of this country is trying to shut down. Just remember, this was a normal day in New York City in 1966. 400 people dying that day. Can we hear a little bit for progress since those terrible times?
Clean air is a victim of its own success.
It is, yeah. It's like, oh, there's no problem. There's no problem here. People,
yeah, we're fine. We don't need that. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Also, take a deep breath.
Yeah. Just short attention spans, America. You got to look. Look at the whole history. All right. Did you know that until 1979, on this day, a duet between two women had never hit number one? That changed on, what is this, November 24th, 1979. And the women to do it would be Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand. This really is one day for the girls, isn't it?
Such a great song.
I know. It was.
Bring disco back.
Remember how happy we were during disco? It was great. I mean, even those of us who were only kids and not doing cocaine, it was a happy time for all of us. All of us. It was the happiness. Anyway, let's see. On this day in 1991, Freddie Mercury passed away from AIDS at the age of 45. On this day in 1993, the Brady Bill passed, establishing a five-day waiting period for U.S. handgun sales. You know, let's take that music out, and let's do what I just did with Clean Air again on guns, okay? Because in 1993, the Brady Bill established a five-day waiting period for handguns, and it worked. It worked. It worked. George W. Bush and the Republicans took control of Congress in the early 2000s, took it away. Shootings, mass shootings have gone up ever since. Again, Kristen, let's appreciate the things that worked and stop taking them for granted.
And let's remember that most Americans support responsible gun ownership.
Overwhelmingly support things like waiting periods and universal background checks and red flag laws and all of that, which does nothing to diminish Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms responsibly, in much the same way the First Amendment prevents things, or, you know, protects all speech, but not like hate speech and things like that. You got to have some guardrails, kids. You lose the
guardrails. And you got to get past the politics. You got to get past the politics and focus on the policy and the issues.
Yeah.
And that's where most Americans are. Totally agree.
Exactly. So, all right. There, Parker, I got my serious stuff out of the way. You can bring in whatever music you want here because we got one more happy note on the history lesson for today. On this day in 2009, Donny Osmond was the winner of season 9 of Dancing with the Stars.
Adorable.
Isn't he, though?
Was he wearing purple socks?
I would bet, yeah, because before Prince, it was Donny Osmond who was like Mr. Purple. That was his thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Roger puts up on Facebook here, did you know Donna Summer had top 10 hits on 6 different labels?
No.
I did not. She had
top 10 hits
for Columbia Records, Geffen, Mercury, Atlantic, Casablanca, and Oasis Records. So
she did like to go
from label to label. Well, long enough.
Longer than the Beatles.
Yeah, we've got that. That's true. What's on the national day calendar for today?
Well, Pat, in order to have clean air, there's something you need. Those are trees. It is tree week, Pat.
I'm in favor of those. Aww. Yes. So is this literally like tree hugger week? Are we supposed to hug a tree?
I mean, knock yourself out, Pat. Do whatever you want.
Let's be clear, though. Pat Kreitlow stands in favor of trees.
I'm in favor of trees. That's it. I mean,
I approve this message.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Who else we got here?
It is also Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Pat, do you have a unique talent?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Is there one that's radio friendly that is not going to be too passive aggressive?
To what degree you can say the words without actually using the word that starts with BS? I don't know. Whatever it is. I'm able to gab like this for 3 hours, so I don't know. Tony on YouTube says, the Lorax has taught me that trees are overrated. That's funny, Tony.
Tony, who lives in the North Woods.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Celebrate your unique talent.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Parker, what's your unique talent?
Yeah, Parker.
I can do this with my finger.
Oh, that's a crooked finger.
Yeah.
That's a weird
I can do the little for our listeners, up. I can do the little double jointed thing where I can just bend it one is, knuckle. It's very odd.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a talent, but I can do it. So there you go.
Hey, it's a talent. You can do it on command. So there. You know?
Amazing.
Kristen, probably not fair, because I mean, you went to med school and everything, so
that's true.
You've got that talent. But I would think it's, shall we go with empathy, is a really unique talent. You're a good
that's
listener.
That's not a talent.
I know.
I mean, well, these days apparently it is.
Hey, I can biking 100 miles. I don't know.
I can sing like a chipmunk.
Oh, that's right. That is a talent of yours.
Wait, mm-hmm. Are you in the Muskrat Love song?
No, that's not.
Oh,
no,
I
no.
could be.
No, that's chipmunks.
Oh,
she can sing like a chipmunk,
right.
Not a muskrat.
Sorry.
Totally different things right there. Yeah.
I make appearances mostly with Alvin and his friends, but sometimes like Michael Jackson, PYT, you know, there are just those moments where that is a very, it's an important skill to have.
Michael Jackson's PYT sung like a chipmunk? Is that what you're saying?
Just there's a guest appearance.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sample?
No.
Okay.
Well, there you
Maybe
go.
Maybe in a future segment. Stay okay. tuned.
There you go. Now that's what you call a tease.
Will do. All right. Up North News reporter Selena Heller will be joining us in the next hour, talking to one of the actresses, Wisconsin-based, from the movie Wicked for Good. We'll also be talking to somebody from Fair, Wisconsin, and in our 8 o'clock hour, author Laura Bird. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nice to have you back on this Monday morning, November 24th. It is 6:52, and Kristen Lyerly is with us, and she is just dying to sing along to this karaoke track, but instead is going to take us up on our question of the day. How far are you traveling for Thanksgiving?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm going straight to the kitchen.
Yep, you're not the only one. I've got a couple of those. got a couple of those here. This one from Alicia. I'm going from my bedroom to my kitchen. Yep, that's about it. So no, we're asking people how far they travel for Thanksgiving. Selena Heller, noted road warrior, probably going as far as the Black River Falls area, I would imagine.
Around that area and that direction, but
okay.
Coral City. Now family in there. It's a little tiny town.
Okay. Have you gotten taller or is your desk getting smaller? I feel like I'm looking up at you now more than we used to. Yeah.
It's the same.
Okay. All right. I think maybe Whiskers. Ah, there's
there
Whiskers.
Like, it just looked weird without the cat.
On cue. That's it. Yes. See, the cat changes everything.
Something
here.
Was missing.
Yep. Are you traveling this Thanksgiving then? Down to Jackson County? Okay.
Yep. Everybody comes to my house for Christmas and
okay.
until else for Thanksgiving.
Do you have a particular duty on Thanksgiving? Do you just like general kitchen help or do you bring a particular dish?
I always have desserts.
Okay. And what are you always making this year? Do you want to tell us or do you not
know
yet?
Oh gosh. I don't know. Usually we make some little cutesy turkey looking thing for kids and then usually some adult more not cutesy thing.
Okay.
So, but the cutesy turkeys are like Oreos with like candy corn around and make them a head. And so
aww.
Cutesy turkeys.
That's great. Doesn't Kristen kind of looks like a piece of candy corn there with that orange sweater? You know, she's just kind of, yeah. Kristen, are you making anything in particular? You're going to make cookies, right? Anything else?
Oh, the cookies are for the jazz concert tonight.
Yes. And for Thanksgiving, what are you going to do?
Traditional family stuff. Everybody picks a thing that they love. We've got kind of a standard menu. And so it's kind of Brussels sprouts and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. We got to do both. Turkey.
All right. Good.
Yeah. And then there's the game. So we've got to figure out how to eat around the game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Everybody has that. It's part of the chore this year is to do that. And another one of your chores is to remind people who was on the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show this past weekend and what you up to.
Oh, this last weekend, we had Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, which was such a blast. She's just such a solid individual. And just to hear what her vision is if she were to be elected governor, because you know she's running. Mm-hmm. So much fun, just great conversation. But guess who's coming up this weekend?
I can't imagine who. What? How far down the list have you had to scrape the barrel bottom to come up with your next guest? I shudder to ask.
I'm so excited. It's our own Pat Kreitlow.
Pat
and I sat down over the weekend and had a great conversation. You guys are going to love it. It's about politics and media. It's about everything we talk about here, but deeper dive and get to know Pat a little bit better.
Well, not just me, but the little friend that I had with me during the show as well. Although I don't think Teddy made an appearance during the show. But certainly during all the breaks, Teddy was quick to the microphone to ask Kristen questions. So
he was.
Yes. He was like any good six-year-old. He was full of questions. So
he was. And might I add that his Christmas list should include a drum that you can play with two hands. Because his current drum is only a one-handed drum.
That's what he said.
Put that on the list.
Yeah.
Only
a two-handed drum. To go with mm-hmm. the, you asked if there was like a guitar or a mandolin or something, and I checked after the taping. The answer is yes. There's already a guitar there too. So,
but he doesn't know how to play it.
No, hasn't had those lessons yet. It's been busy learning hockey. We went to go watch him at hockey practice, and you know the kid's only been skating for a couple of years now. You know, at six, he's really kid's got some great moves already. You know, mm-hmm. offense, defense, shooting, all of that. I am super impressed. So. That was a big part of the Kalamazoo fun this weekend. So that was kind of an early Thanksgiving for us with one of our daughters here. So we're looking to find out how far everybody else is traveling as well at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Kristen and I will chat, and then I imagine that'll be next Saturday at noon.
Next Saturday at noon, also on YouTube, also wherever you get your podcasts. It's just light, you know? It's light and it's heavy. All the stuff about... media and how we get into small media places, how we talk to people in smaller communities. It's, you know, media is changing. So
yeah.
And it was a great conversation.
You are definitely an interviewer that keeps things at a healthy information level. It did not at all, you know, sink into the interrogation that I had feared, where I was going to have to spill the beans on all of my past lives or anything like that. So yeah, you did a great job. Thank you very much for that. Let's see, on the text line here, Jim in Appleton says, good morning, Pat. We are making big changes to our Thanksgiving this year because we are all working different shifts that day. And a couple of sad emojis on there. Yeah, that has to happen sometimes. Jim in Brookfield says, good morning, Pat. I'm part of the bedroom to the kitchen crowd as well. However, we will be having guests from Chicago, Minneapolis, and Washington, D.C.
So nice.
We'll have company coming in as well. So good. So yeah, there's not everybody has to travel. Some people are the hosts, which again, already you see that Jim and Brookfield kind of turn the question around. If you're not the one traveling, how far are people traveling to come see you? And I know you've definitely had that, Kristen, where, you know, you've got kids, friends, family come see you from afar. They all want to come to Green Bay.
Well, this is where the food is.
Well, the food and the good company.
That is the number one people travel, food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like, my boys like to cook. I do not like to cook, but mm-hmm. my boys like to cook, and they like to cook together. So that is it's an event for them. It's not just about the food. Yeah. So Abe's coming up from Milwaukee. I'm going to pick Lindsay up from Stevens Point tomorrow, and it's just going to be... just really nice.
That's nice. All right. And Selena, really quick, who are we going to hear from after the news here?
Sean Bodie. It is Marissa Bodie's dad. So okay. He is, Marissa's in Wicked.
There you go. Okay. So we're going to hear all about that and being in Wicked for Good. Selena has that and more coming up for us. Dr. Kristen Lyerly sticks around as well. And then we'll get to know the group Fair Wisconsin coming up at 7:35. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.